Welcome to New York Zen Center for Contemplative Care's podcast. This free podcast is made possible through your generosity. Please consider making a donation through our Ways to Give link on zencare.org.
On the news yesterday, it was a news item that most New Year's resolutions were already broken. These ideas of promising to change don't usually stick. To me, it's so much about, in the practice, is so much about how do you actually investigate who you are in your own eccentricity. Not how do you become something else. Like, I resolve to be this kind of person, that kind of person. So in this practice, we're trying to find out who we really are. Not who we should be. There were two things that people sent me this week. One is by Anna Akhmatova, who's a wonderful poet in Russia. It's called Instead of a Preface. And she writes, "In the terrible years of the terrors, I've spent 17 months in the prison lines of Leningrad. Once someone recognized me. Then a woman with bluish lips standing behind me, who, of course, had never heard me called my name before, woke up from the stupor to which everyone had succumbed and whispered in my ear." Everyone spoke in whispers there. "Can you describe this?" And I answered, "Yes, I can." Then something that looked like a smile passed over what once had been her face, and she disappeared. I love this moment. The moment that we have when we're actually awake. To notice, to reach out, to care. But when we're off in our dream, impossible. So there's a koan that I like very much called Uman and Trap into Words. I often like to talk about this call. Because I think it takes at least a lifetime to learn. For me. As soon as a monk stated, the radiance of the Buddha quietly and restlessly illuminates the entire universe. Exquisite as that. Utman, his teacher, asked him, "Are those these words you're reciting, are not they words of Chosetsu Shotai?" And the monk replied, "Yeah, they are." And Utman said, "You are trapped in words." The radiance of the Buddha quietly and restlessly illuminates the whole universe. Whose words are those? It's so easy to follow someone else. And that's, of course, the paradox of our practice. Because we have teachers and Sangha. And yet, how do we find our real, original flavor of each of us? Totally unique. Surprising, maybe. Allowing ourselves to be surprised by our own expression. It's easy to say. But in my experience, it's a very hard one that takes a lot of work and perseverance. Chodo and I had lunch with a friend of ours from Houston who was visiting. And we're talking about how challenging it is if you haven't ever really gone deep anywhere, allowing yourself to go really deep. And actually, it doesn't matter what it is, but completely committed and allowed yourself to go really deep for a long time with something, particularly some kind of reflective practice. And I was thinking about at MoMA, they have an exhibition, a small retrospective exhibition of Jackson Pollock's work. And it was so great because the way that they had set it up is really that he was so enamored by Picasso's work. And that all his early work would look like imitations of Picasso. Until finally, he started actually reading Jung and he started getting really interested in his own ideas. And he painted this painting called Fire. That actually feels completely different. It's like Picasso, 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 fire. Jackson Pollock painted that. And then it kind of evolves into these paintings that we think of as Jackson Pollock. It was really almost like finding his voice over a decade of perseverance. Painting every day. It's very much in some ways like the spirit of Zen practice, like to really give yourself to the practice. Let the practice work on you and persevere. Not sometimes. And this kind of perseverance is very popular in Zen. And Unman himself, when he was a young boy, he went to study with a teacher that he really liked a lot. And the teacher kept shoving him out of the gate and saying, "Get out of here." We don't do that now. But the teacher kept, you know, shoving him out of the gate and closing the gate. And the last time, Unman stuck his leg in the gate and his teacher broke his leg with the gate. And he screamed and his teacher said, "Speak, speak." And as Unman hesitated in that moment, his teacher pushed him out of the gate. So this kind of radical move of wanting our creative spark in the moment, our original self, spontaneity, creativity. Not holding back. No hesitation. After Unman, this guy had been practicing for about 40 years. He was given the teacher seal of approval. He was given transmission. And what I love about that, and it's also because this just happened with Chedo and I, this, it was just the beginning of his learning. Practiced for many, many years later, to the end of his days. So even there's no arrival, even for the teachers. As he was dying at 86 years old, he said, "Coming and going is just continuous. I must be on my way." And he died. Imagine if we could allow coming and going just being continuous, instead of all of our preferences. Just allowing what's coming to be coming and what's going to be going. Instead of like, or, ooh, great, I like that. Or, I'm glad that that's gone, yeah. Imagine that. So one of our members here sent this. It's from Elizabeth Gilbert. She says, "Creativity is sacred and it is not sacred. What we make matters enormously. And it doesn't matter at all. We toil alone, and we are accompanied by spirits. We are terrified, and we are brave. Art is a crushing chore, and a wonderful privilege too. Only when we are at our most playful can divinity finally get serious with us." I love that. Only when we are at our most playful can divinity finally get serious with us. Make space for all those paradoxes to be equally true inside of your soul. And I promise you can make anything. So please calm down and get back to work, okay? The treasures that are hidden inside you are hoping you'll just say, "Yes." It's always here. Just waiting, waiting. We spend, and know many people have waited a long time to begin living their life. in this practice, an Unman is inviting us to participate now, to commit to our practice now, so that they're your words, your life, which of course is not your words and your life. As T.S. Eliot famously wrote, "We shall cease from exploration, and end of all of our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time." If we could just cut our shit out. And persevere. Be playful.
New York Zen Center for Contemplative Care is currently offering our Commit to Sit program, a 90-day self-commitment to sit and practice every day. This program is generously sponsored by Gayam. See zencare.org for details.